Bonjour KJC! Welcome back to yet another episode of your own KJC Radio. It's me, your host, RJ Geetu Peter. Okay, today we have something special for all the men out here. For what you want to be, for what you have become, and for what you are. Dear listeners, you're just a couple of seconds away from an audio goodie. Here is our special episode for you all today.
Hey, do you have a packet of cream biscuits?
No, sir. The stock is over.
Morning. Do you sell toothpicks?
Please wait for 2 minutes. It's kept on the upper shelf.
Grandpa, I want that pouch.
Excuse me. Please get him something that is not girly. No pink stuff, please.
I was born human and discovered to be a male. This reminds me of my childhood, and it is being hammered down on this kid now. A generation gone by, but the mindset hasn't changed a bit. Hey Simran, why is it taking so long for them to give us food?
Yeah, dude. Why is that guy breaking the queue?
Wait, let me ask him. Hey, why are you not standing in the queue?
You skeleton, you're gonna teach me what to do? You're not even man enough to grow a beard.
Hey, it's such a pleasant day. We need to go paragliding today.
But Risha, I'm reading this book and it just got interesting.
Come on, it is the only day we get off work and you aren't a least bit adventurous. Why are you like this?
Okay, let's go. I just wanted to read a book and enjoy a cup of coffee and not do anything outdoors. But now, I guess that would have to wait. Sometimes I have to compromise my likes to make someone dear happy. Often, this becomes my story. When I thought of pursuing my dreams, I heard a voice.
How did your presentation go, dear?
Oh, just the usual. But I wanted to let you know something. I have resigned today. I wanted to focus on that book that I'm writing.
Wait, you resigned? How will I manage the family with a single income?
I faced the same wall of resistance when I wanted to be a stay-at-home dad. The only difference was it came from relatives and unknown neighbors. We should meet more often.
Oh yes, I agree. It's good to relive the memories. By the way, what are you up to these days?
Oh, the same. Just busy with getting Gautam into a dance school. You know, my son got to have his dream of becoming a ballerino come true. How can I take rest?
You know what? He is letting his son join ballet classes.
He isn't worth being called a man. He can't even control his son.
If it was my husband, he would have made sure that our son's choices were manly.
And after all this, when I tried opening up to my family, tried to tell them how lonely I was, how worthless and ridiculed I felt, I was suggested to bottle up my problems and drink them away. I adore pink. I'm not adventurous. I enjoy reading books. I choose poetry over paragliding. I like to clean. I like to shop. I like to be pampered. I like to be the center of attention. I'm not macho, but I am a man.
Now, let's hear a few voices from amongst you about what you think are the difficulties that men face in their lives, you being a man yourself.
Hi, I am Nilut Pratamsena and I am in my 6th semester pursuing BA in journalism. A common narrative that runs around men is the stereotype. Stereotyping that men can't cry or men should not cry or men cannot, you know, take care of a house or, you know, can cook, etc., etc. I believe that, you know, when we are in an era of equality, we also should, you know, break the shackles of stereotyping around men. And that's a personal problem which I have seen, you know, which I have faced, and I have seen people facing the same. So what my message is, we should break stereotype or about any gender too.
My name is D. Zagolin Kipken of 6th semester BSJP English A section and of 21 years of age. And the thing which I feel the most is the pressure faced by men and the responsibility and the emotions which they have to deal with of being a man, and the fact that girls or society think that it's easy for them to handle anything, and that's very ironic for me.
Hi, my name is Rajat Krishnan of 2nd semester BCD section and I am 18 years old.
What I feel as an issue for men is how we are asked by the society to bottle up our emotions and to be this kind of strong and fierce person. But what I would like to tell is that it's okay for men to cry, or it's okay for men to even express their emotions more, or to let it all out.
Well, well, well. Hope you enjoyed the story of the voices. Jones, Alok, Shibin, Risha, Simran, Insha, and Pragya. So to all of you men out here, you're perfect the way you are. Until the next time we meet, this is your host, RJ Geetu, signing off. Adios, amigos.